You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, tell me a little bit more about the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the United States. Should be coming out of dormancy. I don't believe it went in the best of condition, and then it may not be coming out in the best of conditions either.
Well, it does look as though there's a potential for the crop to have a tough go at it for a little while here. Indeed, we did have a little bit of a threatening autumn season. The crop wasn't in ideal shape when it did go dormant. There was a risk of a little bit of winter kill periodically during the cold season. Now we are still dealing with some dryness. Last 30 days, well below average precipitation from parts of Oklahoma into Nebraska. And we've seen this all happen fairly often as we went through the winter season, but we managed to get some timely precipitation, some snow events, and things seem to be okay. But we are dealing with some warmer temperatures periodically now. In fact, as we go from Friday through Sunday, temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s again after being in the 80s to over 90 degrees earlier this week. So the warmer temperature certainly is evaporating moisture quickly, and we do need to see bigger storm systems impacting the region. All we have right now on the chart is just a little bit of brief moments of light precipitation periodically over the next week, which will probably do more harm than good because it'll stimulate new crop development, and then the crop will start looking for more moisture and become stressed. So we'll have to continue to watch the area closely.
Is that going to cause a problem, do you suppose, in the western Corn Belt at all?
I do think that the same scenario is playing out across the western Corn Belt. The dryness from Oklahoma and Nebraska extends up through Iowa, northern Missouri, the eastern Dakotas, and Minnesota and Wisconsin, even northwestern Illinois. All these areas are running a little low on moisture for the last 30 days. But this is still cold season weather, so I'm not quite sure that that's really all that dramatic. But if we don't do better with precipitation the next few weeks, it becomes suddenly something of a bigger issue. And there's already some noise in the marketplace about the fact that it's still dry in the western Corn Belt, and the fact that we're going to see a dry summer in the northern plains adds to that worry.
If you move to the south, the Delta region had been cool and wet both. Will they have conditions in which they can begin to plant corn and or soybeans in the next few weeks?
They are going to see better conditions later next week, but for the next week to 10 days, it's not a pretty picture for the Delta or southeastern states. We expect precipitation to occur fairly often from now through the first part, actually through now through the weekend, and then we'll see a little bit of a break early to midweek next week, more rain Thursday and Friday of next week, and then another break. So it'll be a while before they get on track with their planting progress.
Anything we should know about central Illinois and east central Illinois, west central Indiana at this time?
At this point, I think it's fairly neutral weather, but we'll have to watch quite closely when we get into April. The odds are fairly good that this wet bias we just talked about in the Delta and the southeast will lift northward and start impacting at least the southern half of Illinois and central and southern Indiana and central and southern Ohio as we get into the heart of April. So we'll be watching for that real closely. We could have some delay in field work here as well.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.